At 11:23, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Natasha Jaferi. It's a cloudy 12 degrees outside our East York studios. In the news today, with federal election only a few days away, things have taken a surprise turn with the advance election polls. According to 680 New, a new Angus Reid public opinion poll placed Jack Layton's party only 5 points behind the Conservatives. The latest poll placed the Conservatives at 35% support and had the NDP with a notable 30%. Meanwhile, the Liberals have dropped to 22%. According to 680 News, NDP have doubled their numbers since the campaign began. The last day of advanced polling is Monday. It seems that Canadians are really hooked into the elections and are taking advantage of advanced polls. According to the Stars, Canadians made a record with the numbers of votes in advanced polls over the long weekend. Elections Canada reported a 34% increase over voting in 2008. ECO's research associate Frank Graves told the Star, a good turnout makes him believe that people turned up because they think the federal government is going in the wrong direction. In local news, East Yorkers came together at a local pub last Tuesday to watch the English language federal leaders debate. And as the Observer's Jesse Mirsky reports, the crowd was quick to show who their support was for.
The political process was alive and well at Wally's Pub last Tuesday. East Yorkers came out to support the Liberal MP hopeful in the riding of Toronto Danforth, Andrew Lang. Over beer and chicken wings, the crowd and their leader had some fighting words for their opponents.
Reintroducing the national child care strategy, that strategy that was almost through government when Jack Layton defeated it. And people need to remember that Jack Layton chose his own political objectives over national child care.
NDP leader Jack Layton is the Toronto Danforth incumbent. Although Layton's support is strong in the riding, Lang says there is plenty to criticize. Liberal voter Shannon Lundquist agrees. These voters were quick to say that Ignatieff won the debate. The challenge now will be to see if Lang can win Layton's seat. Jesse Mirsky, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In more local news, during a committee meeting last night, Toronto's Public Work Committee voted 4-2 in favor of contracting out 300 trash collector jobs. 680 News reports councillors heard from more than 70 speakers, all against privatizing the city's waste collection. According to 680 News, the decision came after a 12-hour-long meeting on privatizing garbage collection west of Yonge Street. The issue goes to full council next month for a vote. In other news, according to the Star, a VA rail train bound for Vancouver was forced to make an extended stop in Edmonton after 11 passengers became ill. The Star reports the train that started from Toronto called in for medical help in Edmonton. According to the Star, medical personnel determined the illness as a result of minor viral infection. The train was sanitized before continuing on, and six sick passengers were isolated in separate sleeping cars. Turning now to sports, the Vancouver Canucks pulled out an overtime win against the Chicago Blackhawks in Game 7 last night. Alex Burrows scored the game-winning goal during overtime, finishing with a 2-1 score. The Canucks will play Nashville in for the second round of playoffs. In more hockey news, Montreal Canadiens survive elimination as they force a Game 7 against the Boston Bruins. Michael Camilleri and Brian Gionta scored on the power play for the Habs and held on to the win. The final score was 2-1, and the Habs will play against the Bruins in Boston tonight. Last week's NHL All-Star Game featured a brand new format. Captains got to teams. The game featured a shiny version of picking the teams. Fans seemed to welcome the change. Hockey fan Andrew Hayden says it adds variety to All-Star Weekend.
I think that would definitely be beneficial. Switching up is something that's great to do. Because it kind of got really stale with the All-Star game and just kind of got repetitive. I think they were trying to break that this year.
This year's game took place in Raleigh, North Carolina. Next year's game is in Ottawa, Ontario. Rumors are that the draft format will remain. In past games, that would take the top players from the Eastern and Western Conference. In baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Texas Rangers last night in convincing fashion with a final score of 10-3. Toronto Star reports Blue Jays' Adam Lind slammed a solo homer and a three-run shot to help lift the Jays to a 2-0 start on this 10-game road trip. Blue Jays are looking to complete the sweep as they face against Texas tonight. In other sports news, UFC plans to make a history in Toronto as they come to Rogers Centre on Saturday. TSN reports UFC 129 is set to have a world record gate of ticket sales for mixed martial arts. The main event will feature Canadian George St. Pierre defending his UFC welterweight title against Jake Shields. And in entertainment, Katie Couric has quit her anchor job. According to The Star, Couric confirmed she is indeed leaving CBS Evening News less than 5 years after she became the first woman to lead a network TV evening newscast by herself. In an interview with People magazine, she talked about her future plan and hasn't decided on what she's doing next, but is looking for formats to allow her to engage in more multidimensional storytelling. Scott Pelley of 60 Minutes is set to fill in her spot as early as next week. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Natasha Jaffery, and have yourself a great day.